Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Buckner moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Evans moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is walked intentionally. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Evans scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Jamie Kochenour now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Brian Giles now playing shortstop. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans is walked intentionally. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett throws to second for one, and Gutierrez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gantner moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Manning reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.